Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And good afternoon, everyone, and welcome back to Conversations Live, where we connect you with the artists and authors you love who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. I want to once again thank those joining us here on the radio side of our program that's tuning in through 92.3 FM. Also, welcome those in joining us online through blogtalkradio.com, either through our switchboard, our live chat, or our podcast. We're glad to have all of you with us. During our first part of our show this hour, we spoke to Dr. Samson Davis about his new book, Living and Dying in Brick City. Now it's time for us to turn over to the music side. We have recording artist Dricky Graham making his first appearance on the program to talk to us not only about his love of music, but what it's been like for him to get the success he has just by being able to share what he loves to do. Dricky, good afternoon to you, and welcome to Conversations Live.
Hey, good afternoon, Cyrus. What's going on, man?
Hey, man. Glad to have you on the program with us, man. We know you've been really busy, so we appreciate you taking out the time.
Most definitely. Again, I want to thank y'all for taking time out to interview me. So, you know, pleasure to be here.
Well, look, it's definitely glad to do it. Well, congratulations to you, first of all, man, on the success you've been able to have doing what you love. You know, what I think is so great about you, and I was prepping for this segment, is that you knew very early on that the world would get to know you through music, and that is exactly what has happened. What has it been like for you to see a dream that you had so young in your life, to be able to see that dream come true?
I mean, it's definitely a blessing. Like, you know, first and foremost, I mean, nothing is always guaranteed. So I never knew that ultimately I would reach this stature and be considered as highly successful as I am in the music industry. And, I mean, I think it's always just like, you know, that gut feeling of what you want to do and truly believe in it. And, I mean, you know, I've always kept God first for those of us that's religious out here that believe in something. I've always kept God first and let him steer any path, any decisions I made, whether right or wrong, in my career, and it's brought me thus far. So it's just my humble appreciation to all the fans that just support me in my music and help me reach this goal.
Yeah. You know, I was talking actually to a good friend of mine here in Mississippi earlier today, Didi Down South, who actually was part of a performance up north that you were there in just a few months ago. And it was one of the things that he was talking about was the energy in the room when you perform, how, I mean, really you just come in and you're able to share this energy, and, of course, the crowd gives that energy back to you. What is that like for you, to be able to not only be on stage performing, but then to see that same type of energy coming back to you from the crowd?
It's all love. Like, I think that, personally, the stage creates a whole different persona around me entirely, because outside, off of the stage and in the booth and, you know, my daily life and connecting with people, I think that I'm pretty much – I'm a young 21, but I'm very mature, very very wise beyond my years mentally, and so I tend to do a lot of things that's kind of like reserved. But I think on stage I shift it into a young, crazy, fun guy that's just, you know, about to rock the stage, have partying with all the fans, and they can feel it. You know, it's a genuine feeling. It's them embracing my art of hip hop, and everything just ties into one. So I give it to them, I get it back, and we just have a lot of fun.
Well, you're having a lot of fun, and I think you're also inspiring people as well. Now, you, of course, had those that inspired you, Dricky. Have you gotten used to the idea of people looking up to you and you being the one now that people are saying, I want to be like him?
Actually, it's still kind of new. It's still a new feeling to think that I'm this so-called iconic figure that people kind of look up to. It gives you a sense of proudness and pride, but at the same time, it's a little eerie, because it's like, you know, am I ready for all this responsibility with everybody looking up to me? You know, I have younger siblings, of course, that in my life that I have to pass down and basically show a great example to. But now it seems like with music, I have more of a wider audience that are kind of looking and looking to do things like me or you know, handle certain situations like me or do the music like me. So it's kind of inspiring in a sense.
Yeah. Well, I know you are definitely inspiring other people. I want to say, for those that are just tuning in, you're listening to Conversations Live. Dricky Graham is our guest. We're talking to him not only about what it's been like for him to share his love of music, but what it's also been like for him to get the love back from the fans. So, you know, when it comes to the fans, you know, you not only have, as I mentioned earlier, you have people who actually come to shows to watch you. You also have an amazing online presence where people literally around the world are connecting with you, staying in contact with you. What has it been like for you with just a few clicks, as you do all throughout the day, actually? What is it like for you to kind of have that instant communication with them and the feedback, not only from the music, but what they think of you as an artist? What has that been like?
I mean, I always keep it 100. I always be truthfully honest. I mean, the internet now is like a blessing and a curse. And the reason why I say that, because it gives you business-wise, it gives you a chance to promote your music and develop and push yourself beyond reaches of where, who knows, you know, you could be the biggest thing in Japan and not even know it, you know, you never know. But as far as the connecting thing from the fans and the haters alike, it's been like a gift and a curse. I mean, honestly, you're going to receive total criticism no matter where you go, because this is the lifestyle that we choose, and hip-hop is very, very crucified, very criticized, down to the T. So, I mean, I'm not going to say that everything's been all lollipops and sunshine, but at the same time, through all criticism, whether it's negative or positive, it still molded me to be the man and the artist that I am today, and I take it all.
Yeah, you take it all. Well, since you brought that up, I want to talk about what are the things that you have done with Twitter, and that is not only, of course, you communicate with fans, but you've been very vocal about, you know, your own feelings about situations going on in the news. Do you feel as though that's important for you, Dricky, not just as an artist, but also as an individual who's involved and at least informed about what's going on? Is that your way of letting your fans know the importance of, you know, it's one thing for them to support the music, but they also need to know about what's going on in the world as well?
Of course. I mean, it's never healthy to be sheltered away from what's going on, especially in our country and in our world, and what's going on daily, what's affecting people's lives. Because at the end of the day, you know, music is life, but, you know, it's other things that should be monitored as well. You know, speaking on the news, you know, of course, we've all been eyes glued to the Trayvon Martin situation, and rest in peace to Trayvon Martin, and my condolences out to his family. But I spoke on the behalf of that because these are things that I'm passionate about as well. You know, it's not just, hey, I come here to do music. I'm a human being too, and I represent a certain type of, you know, person and the things that I want to represent to my audience. So therefore, I mean, you know, I'm showing them that it's not just, hey, here's a song that you can download, and then I'm off of Twitter. I still like to connect to people and let them know that, nah, it's real. You're going to get the real me. You know, you're going to get all of Dricky.
And that is what they're giving. And, you know, I think that goes back to what you said, too, about, you know, about it, you being more than just an artist. And that is what I think people can definitely relate to. So the single that we're going to be listening to here is I Do This. Talk to us a little bit about the single and what you hope your fans take away from it.
I Do This is kind of like my confidence record. I always think of it like a confidence record because, you know, with Snap Action Tattoos, with the success, like we were just speaking before, with the criticism of hip-hop, there's always people that speak highly and there's always people that speak poorly. So with I Do This, I in turn, and I made a record just basically almost in a braggadocio form, but just letting them know that I kind of got this. I kind of do this, and it's like step back. I do this. I know what I'm doing. I'm in hip-hop for a reason. I'm staying, and I have no place to go, so y'all might as well get used to me.
Right. Well, I think it definitely says that. So, Dricky, since we have you here with us, why don't you do us the honors and introduce the single for us?
Hey, man, you already know what it is. Right here on Blog Talk Radio, DRICK to the Y. New single, Step Back, I Do This.
You already, man. You already, though. Dricky, Graham, that is. It goes, step back, I notice. Step back, I notice. I get money, I get fly. I stay fresher than you is. I say, step back, I notice. Step back, I notice. I get money, I get fly. I stay fresher than you is. Push them to the left, push them to the right. Push them out my way, push them out my sight. Step back, I notice. step back, I notice. I get money, I get fly, I stay fresher than you is. I say step back, I notice. Bitch, give me my 10 feet. Click full of them shooters, make them bullets travel like Tim C. Bo, they only shooting up when they needle skin deep. Y'all must got me screwed up. I got some on my Pimp C. These niggas be acting tough, but these niggas be whack as fuck. Cuff your chick when I'm around, yeah, these bitches be shackled up. Black Jaguar, him be in. She half black, half Indian. My backpack say MCM, playing blackjack in the MGM. Bitch ass niggas with your rants on Twitter. Fuck around, I'ma put the hands on niggas and the cam come get you. Talking about the frame in your brain so clear than a Samsung picture. HD, you a hater though. Let me get that thing in order. Everybody step back like you got restraining orders. Step back, I notice. Step back, I notice. I get money, I get fly. I stay fresher than you is. I say step back, I notice. Step back, I notice. I get money, I get fly. I stay fresher than you is. Push them to the left. Push them to the right. Push him out my way, push him out my sight. Step back, I do this. Step back, I do this. I get money, I get fly. I stay fresher than you. It's step back. Before I turn up, I don't care who you come with. I run them like a furnace. Relax. I encourage we get rude by these views on the news. Katie Couric, so step back, I do this. I'm the next Patrick Ewing. Watch me slam dunk in yo girls and chest pass my crew in. Guarantee her pants drop, she come into my section. The way I make these bands pop, they think I'm One Direction. Bands drop, you can find me there. Wrist watch, they Cartier. See, we get some hill figures, but we don't rock no Tommy there. Only time I'm round squares is when my belt say Dommy, yeah. Now everybody step back before I catch a homie head. Step back, I notice. Step back, I notice. I get money, I get fly. I stay fresher than you is. I say step back, I notice. Step back, I notice. I get money, I get fly. I stay fresher than you is. Push him to the left. Push him to the right. Push him out my way. Push him out my sight. Step back, I notice. Step back, I notice. I get money, I get fly. I stay fresher than you is.
That was Dricky Graham with I Do This here on Conversations Live. We've actually been speaking with the man, not only about his love of music, but what it's been like for him to share that with all of you. So, Dricky, at the end of the day, when people are talking about you as an artist, when they say the name Dricky Graham, what do you want them to think about, first of all, when it comes to you and the music you create?
I mean, I want them to think, the first thing I always try to say that I create, because I'm just this type of person, I represent balance. You know what I'm saying? I represent balance in life. I represent balance in music. I'm a young man. Like I said, I'm 21. But I have a head on my shoulders, but I still feel like I got a lot to learn. So that, with that, I'm saying is that, you know, it's going to be growth in my music. And for those of the fans that are fans of me now, you know, I just want them to know that there's different sides to what I'm talking about. I'm not just a one-tempo, one type of rap type of artist. So you're not just going to hear braggadocio type of rap. You might hear some lyrical tracks. You might hear some things about having fun. You might hear some serious topics that's going on in the world. You know, I have, like, as a representation, my most successful song would be Snapbacks and Tattoos, but there's another one that got highly internet success called The Letter to My Son Response, where the topic in that song is basically growing up without a father, and also other kids out there that may have struggled with, you know, growing up without a father, and how important it is for those guys to be in the kids' life and represent what it is for the youth out here. So at the same time, I just want to know that I'll let the fans know that there's more depth to who I am, and it's not just a shallow type of artist that's just, oh yeah, clean cut kid, so stick him in front of a camera and whatever. Like, it's not that. It's all genuine. You know, that's what I really want them to take from me.
You know, and I think that's the thing. And really, I think, Dricky, that's going to come through. I think when people are able to listen to you, people are able to stay in contact with you, like on the social sites, and then even be able to listen to your music and conversations like this, they'll be able to see the wholeness of the man, and I think that's the important thing. Now, the last question I want to ask you before we let our listeners know how they can stay in contact with you and support the music, I want to ask you about, you know, we mentioned earlier about being a role model and being an example. What do you want to say to individuals looking at your own life and looking at what you've been able to do since you started rapping? I think in high school, you know, what would you say to them about the importance of, you know, going after their dream and not letting anyone talk them out of it?
I think that it's very important to know, you know yourself in life and to always think bigger than what your circumstances are. A lot of people think that their circumstances or their environments or whatever the situations can hold them back. Oh, I'm not supposed to have this because we never had, so I'm not supposed to. You know, a lot of people are afraid of success, and I think that anybody could be anything that they want to be when you put their mind to it. And that's not to sound cliche. I mean, our president is black. Like, you know what I'm saying? That we never thought we'd see that day, but here we are in 2013. So, you know, don't let any type of circumstance, any type of person hold you back from what you really want to do. And if you're really passionate about whatever it is, then go out and capture it, or at least try. You know, don't ever just look back on your life like, you know, I wonder what if. There's no room for what ifs in 2013. There's no room for, oh, I wonder what could have. You just go and you go try to do it and make the best of it, of any situation. So as far as me being a role model, I think I still have a lot to prove, you know, to the world. I mean, and I still have a lot to prove to myself. And, you know, I believe that I have room to grow, but I think I'm on the right path. I wouldn't say that I've pretty much let people down. You know, I'll let myself down as the man or the artist that I am today.
And I think that's the thing. It's all about the journey, I think, and people can look at the journey and then be able, you know, to see the man through the journey, and I think that's the important thing. Again, everyone, Dricky Graham has been our guest. Dricky, let our listeners know how they can stay in contact with you and, of course, be able to support the music and the videos.
Most definitely. You can reach me on Twitter. Yes, I tweet for myself. A lot of people think that I don't tweet for myself, but I do. It's at Dricky Graham, D-R-I-I-C-K-Y. G-R-A-H-A-M. Once again, that's D-R-I-I-C-K to the Y, G-R-A-H-A-M. On Instagram, I'm Instadricky Graham. On Facebook, it's Dricky Graham fan page up there. I got a Tumblr. Everything is Dricky Graham. YouTube, Dricky Graham TV. Anything that you guys want to see. My personal website is www.teamdricky.com. So anything involving Dricky, and that's me.
All right. Well, Dricky, man, congratulations to you. I want to definitely thank David DeWayne for helping us in setting up this information, this interview today with My Fierce Wings. And, Dricky, man, we look forward to staying in contact with you. You're welcome back here anytime, man.
Most definitely. Thank you for having me.
Hey, glad to do it. Now, if you guys came in late and missed part of the conversation with Dricky, don't worry. You can catch the entire podcast about 5 minutes after we go off the air here. All you have to do is go to our radio website at conversationsliveradio.com. That's conversations with an S, liveradio.com. Also, if you're friends with us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. The link's already available on both of those places. Head over to facebook.com/CyrusWeb. Or twitter.com/CyrusWeb. You'll click on the link there. You can listen to the show completely for free and share it with your friends using the social media button that you'll find there on the bottom. That's going to do it for us for this part of our program. We'll be back with you guys for our primetime edition at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central. That's 5 p.m. for our friends on the West Coast. Until then, I'm Cyrus Webb saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music and, of course, a great book. Thank you all for tuning in to this edition of Conversations Live. Make it a great one.